the Magical and Mystery Tour continues. We're now at the site of Paul McCartney's last house in Liverpool. And it is called Fourth Lynn Road. Pretty sure it is. Lynn Road, Liverpool, L18. So we're all trooping down it at the moment. Yeah, number 20, Fourth Lynn Road. Yeah, it's a National Trust building. Yeah, National Trust own it now, so it's quite a nice house, really. Small, nice condition. I wonder what the neighbours think. There's about 50 tourists standing around.
Including From Me to You, Parker, She Loves You. I saw her standing there, the one after 909. I'll Follow the Sun. And even when I'm 64, which wasn't used till 3 years after Paul had left his house. It is a great place to come and see if you get a chance. I'll tell you what, the tour, back on the bus.
So apart from being Beatles, the Beatles were basically ordinary people. Lived in ordinary houses, in ordinary streets.
Town in Liverpool. Although he does still own a house just the other side of the River Mersey, in a place called Heswell. That's the house that he bought for his father Jim in 1964. When Jim died, Paul decided to keep the house that he always had to make a stay when he was Liverpool. The McCartneys moved into Fourth Lynn Road in 1955. Within a year, Paul's mother Mary died of breast cancer. Paul's fondest memories are of the time he got to spend in the house, although he did live in 9 different houses in Liverpool. That's because of Mary's job. She's a midwife. So she basically got told which area she had to work in, and the house came with the job. So though they moved around quite often, they did always live rent free. The National Trust bought the house in 1995, didn't open it until 1998. But the reason they bought that one and none of the others was because it had more Beatle relevance. Over 100 songs written in the house, 20 of which became hits for the band. The majority of them were written in the bathroom because the acoustics were better, apparently. As I said, the National Trust on the house, so you can do a tour. Think of the main train station in Liverpool. We'll be coming up on the right as we go along. And the connection is, Brian Epstein used to travel via train down to London 2 or 3 times a week to try and get the lads a record deal. The Beatles would always meet him at the station to find out the news. But Lime Street also gets a mention in one of the songs made famous by...